I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. U.S. President Donald Trump said Thursday that talks to end Russia's invasion of Ukraine are very well advanced, and he expressed confidence that Russian leader Vladimir Putin won't press to restart the war if a truce can be reached.
I've known him for a long time now, and I think he will. I don't believe he's going to violate his word. I don't think he'll be back when we make a deal. I think the deal is going to hold.
Trump made the comments at the start of a White House meeting Thursday with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Starmer was expected to make his case to the Republican president that American leadership would be critical to maintain the peace in Ukraine should the three-year war end. Starmer's trip coming a few days after French President Emmanuel Macron's own visit to Trump reflects the mounting concern felt by much of Europe that Trump's aggressive push to find an end to the war signals his willingness to concede too much to Putin. The Trump administration's approach to Russia has unsettled America's historic allies in Europe. The Trump administration held talks last week with Russia without Ukrainian or other European allies represented. South Korea's spy agency said Thursday that North Korea appears to have sent additional troops to Russia. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The claim comes after North Korean soldiers deployed on the Russian-Ukraine front suffered heavy casualties. South Korea's National Intelligence Service said it was trying to determine exactly how many more troops North Korea has deployed to Russia. North Korea has been supplying a vast amount of conventional weapons to Russia. Last fall, it sent about 10 to 12,000 troops to Russia as well, according to the U.S., South Korean, and Ukraine intelligence officials. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. The leader of the M23 Rebel Alliance said explosions killed at least 10 people and wounded dozens at a rally in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo city of Bukavu on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
M23 leader Cornel Nanga blamed President Felix Tshisekedi for the violence and said at a press conference grenades were used in the attack. People ran through Bukavu streets carrying the wounded as gunfire and explosions reportedly rang out at a mass rally held by Nanga. Congo's presidency said on X there were several deaths and blamed a foreign army illegally present on Congolese soil. Nanga's M23 rebel group has battled Congo's army and seized swaths of territory in the east since the beginning of the year.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. The Vatican says the Pope continues to improve from double pneumonia. AP correspondent Silvia Stalacchi has more from Rome.
The Vatican said on Thursday Pope Francis once again slept well during the night. He ate breakfast and was resting in his room here at the Gemelli Hospital, where he's been treated for double pneumonia. His humor is good, according to Vatican sources, who reported that the pontiff is continuing his therapy and slow recovery. Vatican officials say doctors have not indicated how long the Pope might need to stay in the hospital. They are keeping the prognosis guarded, but said that the Pope's conditions remain stable.
AP correspondent Silvia Stalacchi. President Trump says he plans to impose tariffs on Canada and Mexico starting next week, while doubling existing 10% tariffs on all Chinese imports. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In a social media post, the president says the tariffs will kick in Tuesday, writing the import taxes will force other nations to crack down on drug trafficking into the U.S.
We've lost millions of people due to fentanyl. It comes mostly from China, but it comes through Mexico and it comes through Canada.
He signaled the tariffs were coming against America's two biggest trading partners. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said earlier this month his nation would respond.
We will stand up for Canadian workers. We will stand up for Canadian industries.
The prospect of a trade war worries consumers who fear higher prices and slower economic growth as a result. Sagar Magani, Washington.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.